Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Blog Talk Radio on every evening at 6:30, and this time is Wednesday evening. And I'm very delighted to have the opportunity to talk about something that I hope will be helpful and significant to you in your thinking. And before I go into the subject of the talk tonight, which will be a word on American culture, taken from my book, Essays on Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, A Word on American Culture. And I hope you enjoy it. I think you'll find it embracing and interesting. And I want to tell you a little bit about my background so you understand where this show works and how it works and how I handle my affairs on this show and my thinking. I'm interested in thought. I'm interested in discernment. I'm interested in perceptive thinking and critical thinking. This show is a politically incorrect show. That is to say that I'm interested in truth and honesty. I'm not interested in media lies, media falsehoods, misleading political rhetoric. Not interested. It's not part of this show. This show is a show of honest discernment and critical thinking. And I urge you, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to rescue this society from its downward spiral into the kingdom of darkness and ignorance, start reading and have your children read, read, read the great works of literature, whether it's Tolstoy, whether it's Dostoevsky, whether it's John Stuart Mill, or whether it's George Eliot, or Dickens, or Thackeray, or T.S. Eliot, or Sinclair Lewis, or John Steinbeck, or Lillian Hellman, or Arthur Miller. Read these people. Have them read these people. You read these people. You will be uplifted and raised up by doing so, and will proceed to rescue our society from its downward spiral into darkness and ignorance, which appears to be the case today. Next, I'm a Christian, and that's a very integral part of my position in life. I adhere fully to the truth of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation. Every word I take with utmost seriousness, and I believe to be the absolute revelation by God of his historical presence in this earth and how he wishes us to leave, to lead, and what he wants to do with our lives and how we can come to be with him in the next life in heaven. Next, I run two radio shows, a podcast show, and this Blog Talk radio show. The podcast show has had over 3,300 visitors, and this Blog Talk radio has had many visitors from countries all over the world, including Bangladesh, India, Malaysia, Japan, Finland, Germany, United Kingdom, etc., and, of course, Saudi Arabia, which I'm very pleased. I've had a number of dear Muslim friends who visit this show, this Blog Talk radio show, as well as the podcast show, which is well visited. I am also an author. I've written 10 books. I'm planning more. I've just completed a book on the Psalms, which I'm finishing formatting and looking for a publisher. And I also am preparing a book, a compendium of my blogs on prayer and scripture analysis, which I hope the general public will enjoy and have concern for. I also am proceeding very gradually to write a book on the miracles in the Bible. So I'm a writer. I enjoy writing. I enjoy the roll and sound of words, the vocalic syllables. I enjoy the expressing my thoughts in writing and reading. These are what I enjoy, is what I think important. And I think what moves our society forward. If we're going to move anywhere, we're not going to do it without thought and reading. I can tell you that. That is the fact of the world. And if it develops that our society abandons that, we will be destroyed. And American society, I have to say that most of the people who inquire as to my work on academia.edu and visit my website are from third world developing countries who are interested in my written work. I have to say that Americans lag behind, I think, in this respect, in terms of active intellectual engagement. I think they do. I think it's a fact, and I think it's bad. I've written over 600 blogs, which is also have been found. Many of them found in academia at EDU and on my website and social media. I've written a book called Essays in the Christian Worldview, another Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, and another on the parables. One of the 41 interpretations of the parables have been posted on my social media and on my website. So I could go into a little more of my current activities. I've written some major articles for Academicus, an Albanian scientific institution, and also for the Syracuse Law Review, and they have been bought by many major libraries, European and American. So that's about it for where I'm coming from on this show. I'm concerned in this show to get at the facts, get at the truth, and to engage in real critical thought. And the subject of my talk tonight, will be taken from my book, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy. I'm going to talk about American culture, which I think is in trouble. There was a time when poets such as Shelley, Byron, Tennyson, and Browning had a wide audience in the English-speaking world, and as well John Stuart Mill, an English 19th-century philosopher, had a wide intellectual impact on the English-speaking world. In short, writers, poets, and philosophers at one time generated great respects and had a substantial public following. Even in the 20th century, such philosophers as John Dewey and Bertrand Russell had a great public impact. These persons, these great minds, in some ways, along with Albert Einstein, and I named John Dewey and Bertrand Russell and John Stuart Mill and the poets just I mentioned, they had a wide audience in the English-speaking world and were the celebrities of their time in our society. These are the people the world looked up to, not merely movie stars and people on images on People magazine. So times have altered a bit, and we have to wonder if it's been for the good. At the present time, my observation is that American society has shallow admiration for and sets up on a pedestal the wealthy, the rich, and the famous. I think this is superficial. I think it's shallow, and I think it's mistaken, and I think it's sad. For some people, it has been pounded into the psyches and minds of the American public that persons with wealth and celebrity fame and notoriety are the ones we should look up to. And images of the rich and famous are constantly flashed upon us by way of television images, computer images, and the screen. So you might say that American society has been propagandized into admiration not for thinkers, not for scientists, not for the Einsteins, not for the Schweitzers, but for the wealthy, the rich, and the famous. And for some time, it has been pounded into the minds of the American public that persons with wealth and notoriety and fame are the ones we should look up to. And images on People magazine and on television and on computers. Hello? I'm on the phone right now. I'll call you in half an hour, right? So, as I say, these images are constantly flashed before us by way of television and the screen. The American public has been propagandized into believing that the rich and famous are the persons to be admired and respected by means of magazines and images and pictures. Of course, this is absurd. But we have to say in our society in America, little respect is given to intellectual activity, whether scientific or otherwise. Or literary. The American people have been told for some time that the benchmark of how to regard or respect people is based on money and material success. And as I said, America has set up admiration and propagandized admiration for the wealthy, the rich, and famous. It's been pounded into the minds of the American public that persons with wealth, notoriety, and celebrity are the ones we should look up to. And they are these images that flash before us, and we are not particularly told to respect intellectual activity, whether scientific or otherwise, But I totally respect the Schweitzers or the Mother Teresa's or the Jonas Salks, but totally respect money and success. Let me go on now. In the early 20th century, Albert Schweitzer left his post in France as a theologian, and expert on the Bach to serve for no money reward African natives in what was then French Africa. He did this because of his Christian commitment to alleviate and save people from suffering. It is possible that in today's world he would be ignored and the public eye as it is now would be focused on Mayor Bloomberg, a billionaire, a multi-millionaire, and Donald Trump, also a millionaire. But I have to say that this is wrong. And for every rich and famous shallow celebrity, there is a humble doctor saving lives, a farmer raising food for the world, and a lawyer bringing some form of justice to his clients. For every celebrity and for every one of the rich and famous whose images appear on television and newspapers, for every celebrity, for every one of the rich and famous whose images appear on television and newspapers, there's a mission post throughout the world which believing Christians we render free medical care and establish free schooling for persons too poor to get that help. For every celebrity, every wealthy parent, there's a humble doctor saving lives, a farmer raising food, a lawyer bringing justice to his clients. For every celebrity and for every one of the rich and famous whose images appear on television and newspapers, there's a mission post in the world in which believing Christians render free medical care and establish free schooling for persons too poor to get that help. One can conclude that being rich and famous does not really mean a great deal. So I suggest here that you give this serious thought, that American culture, which elevates fame, money, and riches, is a poor culture at this point. There is no respect for a great writer who earns no money. There is a great respect for force figures and actors that do. And success is the benchmark, and material success is the benchmark. And that is how one addresses and defines that person. So I think that American culture is wanting. In its raising up fame, money, and riches, I say it's a poor culture. There's no respect in America for a great writer who earns no money. There is great respect for sports figures and actors who do and make a lot of money. How one dresses for an America seems to define that person. For many people, what they look like and how they dress is how people are defined and regarded. I think this is shallow. I think it's weak. So in my opinion, American culture is shallow and deficient in its thrust and meaning. I think culture should not be defined materially, but by artistic, intellectual, scientific, and literary contributions, and not by wealth or appearance, looks, or the images of success that the media impose in the American public and propagandize them into believing their validity and truth. Times change. So I have to say, this emphasis on materialism, on clothes, on appearance, and on success, and on material success, which American culture emphasizes shallow and deficient. And culture and success for me should be defined by artistic, intellectual, scientific, and literary contribution, and the contribution of love in your life, and not by wealth, appearance, looks, or the images of success that the media impose on American public and propagandize them into believing. Let's take a look, finally, at one point. In the 4th century A.D., which was a different world and a different time, wealthy people went into the desert to find Christ and God. In today's world, people seek to define what they wish in their Lexus, in their house in the Hamptons, or their penthouse on Park Avenue. It remains to be seen, ladies and gentlemen, where the truth lies and where true success lies and where true concern lies. In the 4th century A.D., wealthy people went into the desert of Egypt to find Christ. In today's world, people seek to find what they wish and define themselves by their material goods, by their Lexus, their house in the Hamptons, or their penthouse on Park Avenue, and it remains to be seen where the truth lies. One may only say that a Galilean peasant, Jesus of Nazareth, 2,000 years ago, founded a movement that is followed by 2 billion people today. This was what he did. One may wonder whether the wealth and success that American pop culture idolizes will last beyond the deaths of those persons who have presented to us in their lifetimes images that are fictional and false. That's about it, ladies and gentlemen. The world has changed, and I am not convinced that the American values and American culture and its emphasis on material goods and celebrity and success, which have been pushed into people's minds as what they should be and become, I'm not convinced this is good. I think the culture should have respect not merely for material goods or wealth or celebrities, but for great thinkers and great minds and great artists and great writers. And people should not be judged, should be defined, and our culture should be defined by artistic, intellectual, scientific, and literary contribution, not by wealth, appearance, or looks, or the images of celebrity success the media impose on people. And as I say, in the 4th century AD, wealthy people went into the desert of Egypt to find Christ. In today's world, they look for whatever they want in their new car, the Lexus, their house in the Hamptons, or their penthouse on Park Avenue. And it remains to be seen what the truth is. One can only say that a Galilean peasant 2,000 years ago founded a movement followed by 2 billion people today. And one may wonder whether the wealth and success that American pop culture idolizes will last beyond the deaths of the persons who presented to us in their lifetimes the commerce and money, images that are fictional and false and have no truth. I hope you've enjoyed and understood this. I may hit it again to speak again of it tomorrow. I hope you've seen my point here of the deficient and shallowness and untruth of American culture, and I hope you'll reject it and look to the literary, artistic, scientific, and other factors that come to make and undefine a true, meaningful, and significant culture, moving us forward, not backward into materialism, but forward into spiritual truth. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and I've enjoyed speaking to you. Bye.